Hello, I'm Kiara Parker with the Wide World of Sports update. The AFL has handed down Alistair Clarkson's sanction over his outburst at a St Kilda player. Alex Riddell reports.
The North Melbourne coach has been fined $20,000, which won't be included in the club's soft cap. Alistair Clarkson has received a two-match wholly suspended sentence over the slur during a pre-season game after St Jimmy Webster's bump on Roos skipper Jai Simkin, which left him concussed. If Clarkson again breaches the conduct unbecoming rule before the end of the 2025 Premiership season, he'll be immediately suspended from coaching for two matches. Clarkson will also be required to attend appropriate Pride in Sport training. The league took into account Clarkson's apology when deciding his penalty. In Melbourne, Alex Riddell, Nine News.
Carlton's Zach Williams will make his long-awaited return from injury in tonight's clash with Brisbane at the Gabba. The opening round clash on the Gold Coast between Richmond and the Suns tomorrow has officially sold out. Tigers defender Nick Vlosten says going up against his old coach Damien Hardwick and former teammates is spurring him on to win.
You kind of always want to beat your mates even more, so there's a fair few of the ex-Tigers up here, Brando, Krieger, Dimmer, so yeah, I think you always want to beat your mates a little bit more so you can hold over them.
At Stumps on day one of the second test in Christchurch, Australia 4 for 124 in reply to New Zealand's first innings total of 162. Steve Smith dismissed LBW for 11, Usman Khawaja fell for 16. Josh Hazlewood starred with a 5-wicket haul, while Mitch Stark's 3 wickets saw him move to 4th on Australia's all-time leading test wicket takers list, surpassing Dennis Lilly. Melbourne's incredible streak of round one victories will be in serious danger tonight with the Storm to host reigning NRL premiers the Panthers. Making things even tougher, star 5'8 Cameron Munster has been scratched due to a groin injury. Storm legend Cameron Smith says they're in for a real battle.
I think this is the toughest test yet in those 21 years, and Craig Bellamy has said as much during the week in his press conferences, taking on the reigning premiers, while the team that's been the best team in the competition for the last 3 years.
Broncos assistant coach John Cartwright has thrown his support behind Ezra Mam as the club returns to training. Roosters enforcer Spencer Lenu has pleaded guilty to a racist comment aimed at the Brisbane playmaker in their Las Vegas season opener. Cartwright says it's out of the club's hands now.
I haven't got a problem with Ezra. He's a very level-headed young kid. He's dealt with it the way it had to be dealt with. The club's dealt with it and it's up to the NRL now.
Australian golfer Minwoo Lee is enjoying a fast start to a full-time life on the PGA Tour. He earned a place at the Arnold Palmer Invitational with a runner-up finish last week and is just 2 shots off the pace after the opening round. Lee says he's in esteemed company.
It's obviously where you want to be. The best players in the world are here and, I'm proud to be here and, it's nice.
Liverpool has smashed Sparta Prague 5-1 in the first leg of their Europa League round of 16 clash. Darwin Nunez continued his solid form, scoring 2 long-range goals away from home.
Now Darwin Nunez, who knows where the goal is, and he's found it again. Picked out by McAllister, similar to his first goal. Defenders happy to stand off. You can't score from there. Oh, hang on. He's done it again.
In the A-League tonight, Melbourne's Western United take on Western Sydney. I'm Kiara Parker, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.